Spring in some Pearl Jam. I think he's the only coach that gets his own bumper music coming in that he requests. And he likes his Pearl Jam. If he likes Pearl Jam, we like him.
I you can't go wrong with Eddie Vedder. I keep telling you that. Once we get on the same page, everything's fine.
USF men's basketball coach Chris Johnson. Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Any surprise with those regional rankings that came out today?
No. You know, I think that Winona and Mankato have, you know, I was hopeful that they would be ahead of those MIAA schools, those Missouri schools, but you really don't know because I'm not on the committee or anything like that, so I'm not in the know at all. You know, I was hopeful that maybe we could sneak a fourth team into that top eight, but obviously when you have 8, 9, and 10, you have a chance to for some of those teams to play their way in. And so, you know, I'm not surprised. We have, you know, a really, really good league, and we'll have a chance to put several teams in the tournament.
Again, you got three conferences that make up the region, the GAC, the Great American Conference, and then the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. I would assume that the Northern Sun, by far, much better conference competitively than the other two?
Oh, I'll say we are than the GAC. Just we've been around longer and obviously all that. The MIAA, it's really a shame that these two leagues are in the same region, to be honest with you. You know, it's two of the best, probably two of the top four or five leagues in the whole country are in the same region. So I certainly wouldn't go as far as to say we're better, but I know we don't have to take a back seat to anybody.
You've got Mankato coming to town and then Concordia St. Paul. You are tied with Augie in Upper Iowa for that last spot for a home game next Wednesday. Pretty imperative that you try to get two this weekend.
It is. You know, we've really talked to our guys this week, and I'm sure that Coach Billiter has, and same with Upper Iowa, is just worrying about what's in front of you. When you're tied with two other teams and there's six games that can affect, you know, what the seeds end up being, you really can't do anything but worry about yourself. And, you know, if you win two, you put yourself in a great position. But I've also told, you know, the some people in the media and our team, you know, we're going to end up where we deserve to end up. And it's not going to affect our goals, and it's not going to affect anything in the conference tournament other than whether we play at home or on the road. And just because we would get a home game if we were fortunate enough to do that doesn't mean it's an automatic win. And just because you go on the road doesn't mean you can't get it done. So, you know, we're trying to keep an even keel about it, but I really like the way my team has played over the last probably 4 or 5 weeks, that's for sure.
So how do you prevent your team from scoreboard watching and trying to find out what else is going on around the conference? Because I got to imagine it's almost harder to avoid that information at this point than it is to find it out.
Well, you know, Friday night, after the game, they'll ask. They all have smartphones. They have the Internet. They know. You know, back when I played, we only knew what Coach told us. So, you know, that was a benefit. I wish it was still like that. They'll ask. But the reality is you're trying to win every game, regardless of seedings or anything like that. And so, you know, all you can do is control what you're doing. You know, regardless of what happens that big game on Friday night between Upper Iowa and Augustana, I mean, when you're tied with both of them, yeah, one of them is going to lose, but one of them is going to win too. So, you know, you're gonna feel like you just got to try to do what you can on Friday and Saturday, and then Saturday night when the game's over, then we'll figure out whether we're going on the road or whether we're playing at home. But there's no doubt that information is a lot more at their fingertips than it used to be.
Coach, you just played these two teams just a couple of weeks ago. You went to Mankato, and it was not the best weekend for you. What do you tell your team about this Mankato team? They've won 7 in a row. They're 18th ranked, tied for first, and they beat you by, what, 45 the last time you played?
Well, yeah, it wasn't pretty. They're very good. They're tied with Winona, you know, for first place in the league. But Winona got them twice, and we did get Winona, so there's mm-hmm. no reason for us to walk in. It was a mixture of a couple things. You know, I'm never going to be okay with it. I mean, it's the weirdest streak you've ever seen. We're 8-2 in our last 10, but our two losses are by, it feels like, 200 points. You know, and that's all. And we deserve that, but it's all anybody wants to talk about. It's like they forgot that we won the other 8 in our last 10. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk to our team about this. We started off the game 2-for-23, and they made their first 9 shots. And you've got to be better than that early against a team like that to give yourself a chance. And then it was a lot of things after that that created that that margin, but they were really good. As good as anyone we've played all year, and maybe as good as they've been all year. But we had some things to do with that. We just weren't locked in. It was almost like we were satisfied with the win on Friday night against Concordia that weekend, and okay, we got our split. And you just can't have that mentality. And obviously we've played pretty well in the Stewart Center.
Yep.
And but they'll know that too. You know, they'll have, you know, Morgan Thaler will have their attention because we have gotten Bemidji and Winona here. So I expect them to be ready to play. They're playing for a conference championship. It'll be a huge challenge, but not one that we can't meet.
Are you healthy? Is this a team that's all healthy and ready to go? Or
as healthy as you, knock on wood, as you're going to be at this time of year.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of soreness, a lot of ankles, knees, elbows, colds, you know, those kinds of things.
Yep.
But we went through that early in the year. And we've kind of been a little bit healthier here lately, and that's helped, too, during that stretch.
All right, senior weekend, too. Can you talk a little bit quickly about some of the guys who've been members of your team and now in their senior year?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I talk about Derek Brown and Alex Roby. The two things that, or the main thing that I don't think people understood is how much faith they had in this place, because they signed and committed to play here when we didn't have a league. We didn't know if we were getting into Division II or not. You know, so I have a special place for both those guys in my heart for being willing to take a chance, you know, on not only our coaching staff and our program, but our school. And both have had good careers. Derek Brown, you know, has been maybe a little bit more integral in our offense and all that kind of stuff. Has shot the ball, has had a great year. Derek has probably surpassed all of my expectations from when we signed him. You know, he's averaging 13 points a game. He's a top two or three shooter in the league. He's leading the country in free throw percentage. I mean, he's had a really good year. And, you know, Alex has been called on a little bit less, but has answered the bell when we needed him to. You know, he was really good against Upper Iowa, big reason why we won that game. He played a lot this weekend because we were in foul trouble and answered the bell both nights, made a huge shot against Mary down the stretch. And so those two guys, you know, I've obviously been here 4 years. Rob Goffney is our other senior. He's been here for 2 years. You know, Rob has had some huge nights for us, and he's been probably our steadiest point guard. You know, Milan is our starter. Milan's been a little bit, you know, as he was getting used to playing at this level.
Yep.
A little bit up and down, and we've had some nights where we've really had to count on Rob, and he has come through for us every night. And it's nice because they're almost polar opposite players, and they're playing about half the game, so we get a look, you know, of both of them, where Rob's a little bit maybe more skilled, a little bit better shooter, and Milan's a little bit better athlete. So three guys we're going to miss a lot, you know, and those three freshmen we signed are going to have to come in and fill some big shoes early, that's for sure.
Hey, Chris, good luck on Friday night with Mankato and then Concordia St. Paul on Saturday, and then we'll talk playoffs next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, Chris.
Thanks, Coach.
There he goes. Chris Johnson, USF Men's Basketball.